For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Whether you're just wrapping up the night shift or on your way to start the day, we got what you need.
Welcome to the morning shift.
It's the most mid team in history.
A whole new way to start your day with nationally televised reporter Tiffany Blackman.
Any pizza for me can be a personal.
Can't wait.
Former Falcons and Alabama offensive lineman Mike Johnson.
I've had my butt chewed by Nick Saban a few times.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
And Atlanta sports radio guru Bo Morgan.
You know who I am? I'm Squid Bill.
You tell him I'm coming. And hell's coming with me, you hear?
It's a new experience.
And a new take on a sports morning show.
The morning shift is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
Good morning. We are the morning shift. I am Squid Billy. Who am I? That's who I am. He's an All-American national champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Atlanta Falcons pre- and post-game radio network host, Michael P. Johnson. And we've got the sweet, sultry tunes of the free throw himself, Dylon Matthews, and Mr. Zen, Day-Day. Lewis!
I'm going to reach out behind the glass real quick, and I'm just going to throw a line out to Day-Day. You're the only one he'll listen to that this just got to come to a close. I mean, y'all couldn't hear this man behind the glass, but Bo just looked at me dead in the face, throws his earbuds in after the crossover and goes, "Let me do my thing," and then throws his microphone on. And I was like, oh my God. And you said, I am Squid, that's who I am, and I thought you were going to say, I am him once again. And I was like, dude, something's got to happen here. Cut this man off.
Who are you? I'm him. I'm Squid Billy, baby.
You're like, you know what you are, man? You're the radio version of Pete Weber, the bowler. You know what I mean?
You mean like quite possibly the greatest bowler of all time?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, call me a goat.
I am him, Squid Billy.
Yeah, but he's a bowler, though. That's my point. That's kind of where I'm going. Yeah, you're the greatest bowler of all time.
If you're the greatest,
that's a compliment.
If you're the greatest of something, it doesn't matter what it is.
Well, that's not true.
I don't know. It depends. What do you mean?
There's a lot of bad things you can be the greatest at.
Yeah, but at least you did it the best of anybody.
I don't know that that's always a good thing, bro.
But isn't that the whole goal in life?
Maybe the greatest criminal of all time.
Yeah, but you were the goat of criminals. That's
not a good thing.
The goal in life is to be the best at whatever it is you do. Is that not true?
No.
That's my goal in life.
Not negative things, no. I can honestly say that that's not my goal, to be the best criminal ever.
Well,
but we're different.
But
me and you, we're a little bit like...
No, I absolutely disagree. I think that if you set out to do something in life, you should set out to be the absolute best. Whether it's for good or good or evil, you are still the GOAT in that category.
Yeah.
Hey, who's the top criminal of all time? Well, it's that guy. And that, I mean, you know, it's like in the wild.
Top criminal of all time, we probably don't know his name. He was probably that smooth with it.
But go back to the Wild West. Like, what are all those movies? Those Wild West movies?
Well, you probably want to go to like the 20s or something, like the gangsters.
No. Hear me out. Remember the pride that people took in the wanted posters? How much you are? 40,000. I mean, that's it. Like, because back then that was a lot of money. Like, that's the top tier. You know, if you're a criminal and you look on the FBI's most wanted list and you see yourself at number one, you're like, Man, I did it good. I did it right. Yeah. I mean, I did it wrong, but it was the right way, the wrong way.
I'm going to try not to egg this on because it is almost 6:06 and we have to move on. But I will just say, the greatest criminal of all time probably didn't have his face on a wanted poster. That's all I'm gonna end with.
Okay, well, you're kind of letting semantics ruin the conversation here.
No, I'm saying we didn't know who he was because he was that smooth.
Which is normally something that I do, and now you're doing it. So,
okay. All right.
You know, you kind of remind me of these guys on Twitter, and right. I heard some guys on the airwaves that were kind of criticizing the AJ Terrell contract and basically telling us why he didn't deserve top tier money. And I would tell you, you know what? Mike, name a cornerback, and I'll compare him.
Well, we're going to do that right now. Look, this hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured, hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. We do have some really fun stuff coming up today. It is an action-packed show. We'll talk about A.J. Terrell. Obviously, the Braves, a massive win. We caught up with NASCAR driver William Byron a little bit, which you already know, me and Bo. That was awesome. Awesome to be able to do that and catch up with him. He's one of the fan favorites. Also, I am excited. I actually get to play Fair Foul today. I've never played Fair Foul. Dylon's going to host Fair Foul today, which was a recommendation from myself. So that's going to be a lot of fun. But obviously the big news of the day will be A.J. Terrell. And look, we're going to take your calls all day, 404-726-0929. The lines will be open throughout most of the show. If you want to call in and weigh in whether or not A.J. was worth it, whether he got overpaid, whether he's underpaid, whether he's the best cornerback of the NFL or not even the top 100. Let us know how you feel about the A.J. Terrell extension as we move throughout the show today. Now, Bo, I'm not going to let you go off on a tangent about A.J. Terrell without bringing some context into this. There are 64, give or take, throw some nickels in there, starting corners in the NFL. He is now paid as the number two highest paid corner of all time in the NFL. So you look at the guarantees, you look at everything else. He is a hometown kid in more ways than one. He grew up here, right? We drafted him. We've developed him. He's a great player. There are some, I'm going to go with 3%. I'm going to say 97% of people are excited about the A.J. Terrell thing. There's probably 3% of naysayers, especially in a town like Atlanta where you do have other NFL fans for other teams that are saying, no interceptions the last couple of years, man. What's the deal? Now, Squid, what do you say to those people that are A.J. Terrell naysayers?
Well, I would say first off, I don't think you watch enough football if you think that A.J. Terrell is not one of the better corners in the league. Would I say he's the most opportunistic at turnovers? No. But on March 7th of this calendar year, the Bears extended Jalen Johnson. And where would you rank Jalen Johnson?
Jalen Johnson's definitely a top 5 corner. You're going to throw him around with names like Jair Alexander, Jalen Ramsey. He's definitely one of those guys. I think you kind of, when you get to the top 5, you just throw all the names in the hat and pick one out.
Okay. Well, Jalen, the number I keep hearing is that AJ hasn't had an interception in 2 years. Do you know how many interceptions Jalen Johnson has in his career?
I literally have no clue.
He has 5.
Okay.
And I believe 4 of those were last season. So he had a good year last year.
Yeah, he had a phenomenal year last year. It was Jair Alexander who got suspended for the coin toss thing. So yeah, Jalen Johnson had a great year.
Jalen Johnson has 5 in his career, 4 last year. AJ has 4 in his career. But let's go back. Let's go look at some numbers from. So both these guys came out in the 2020 draft. But let's throw their rookie year out. Okay, it was a COVID year. A lot of factors. Let's go from 2021 on. First off, both of them have a second-team All-Pro. Since 2021, in 40 games, this defensive back has been targeted 181 times, allowed 125 receptions, with a completion percentage against him at 57.9% with 8 touchdowns. All right? This defensive back, I want you to pick and figure out which one's which. And I'll go back through them. The other defensive back has been targeted 242 times, allowed 130 receptions at a 53.8% completion percentage. Now the touchdowns he's allowed is more, 13. Cornerback A was playing behind a defensive front in that span that got 99 sacks. Cornerback B was playing against a defensive line in that span that got 81 sacks.
Oh, that's The sack number gives away where you're going with this. Because
so
very, very obvious that A.J. Terrell has not had the pass rush that some of the other great corners in the league have had. So it's very obvious.
Hear me out. You get paid as a defensive back. A lot of people think you get paid on interceptions. And I would say you don't. Now, defensive A played in 40 games. Defensive B played in 47. So he played in 7 more games. So that is why I think maybe the targeted number is slightly larger. But in 7 more games, A.J. Terrell allowed 5 more completions than Jalen Johnson, who's making $19 million a year.
Yeah. I mean, he's granted, now, I think you'll agree with me when I say this. You don't ever know what the metrics are when you look at corners. I'm not going to go back and sit there and grade every one of Jalen Johnson's snaps. I know what A.J. Terrell brings to this defense, right? I know that he has, lockdown tendencies. And when you say a number like he gave up 13 touchdowns, we don't know. We don't sit in the meeting room and know when he's got safety help over the top or what his responsibility is or if he's in a trail technique or if he's just getting burned. Now, I definitely have seen him give up some explosives. There's no doubt about that, right? There's no doubt that you've seen him get bumped away by some of the bigger receivers, give up explosives. That's going to happen, all right? And that happens to guys like Jalen Johnson, Sauce Gardner, Charvarius Ward, Devin Witherspoon. I mean, that happens, right? But A.J. Terrell, for what he means to this franchise and at what point we're at in this franchise, pay that man his money, dude. I'm good with all of them.
Look, I only throw those numbers because you're so right about you don't know the covers, none of us do. But all I can go by are raw numbers when I hear people tell me that he's not worth it. When I hear people tell me that he's like trying to bring up guys from the past who weren't near as good as him. I'm telling you, if Jalen Johnson can get that money playing behind a better defensive front, then you had to pay A.J. Terrell the money you did. Yeah. That's the point.
Imagine what he would have been paid on the open market this offseason.
Real quick, Jalen Johnson's extension was 4 years, $76 million. 20 at signing, 43.8 guaranteed, 51.8 total guarantees. A.J. Terrell's done 5 months later, 6 months later, was what, $81 million for 4 years? I think 65
yep.
guaranteed.
Most guaranteed.
Total, which is not fully. The contracts are very similar. The players are very similar. You paid market value. That is what it is about.
Yeah. 404-726-0929 if you want to call in and weigh in on the A.J. Terrell extension. When we come back, massive, massive night at Truist Park last night. We'll tell you about the unsung heroes of the Braves as we roll on. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That ball's cracked into left center field, way back there to the wall. It goes and clears the fence. Sparse playing time, but Duvall hits a rocket out of here.
Adam Duvall. Not David, the way Robbie said it one time. Not David Duvall. Adam Duvall with the pater last night.
Yeah, we didn't hear A.J. Pazinski's commentary on him. Oh,
get
my
on
bad,
that
Rob.
Man's head right now.
My bad, Rob. CJ
get
Mikowski.
On that man's head
that was
right
funny.
Now.
My boy Rob, he's like, man, he's so upset. I felt bad for him.
I know. He was having a rough end to the show yesterday. Told him I pulled the same thing the day before. That's Adam Duvall with the tater last night. We'll get into the Braves in just a second. We are taking calls all day, 404-726-0929, if you want to get in on the A.J. Terrell contract extension. How it feels, what it means, how much you love the man. Is he 24 on the field and number one in your heart? That's what we want to know throughout the show today. So give us a call. Like I said earlier, we also got William Byron, NASCAR driver of the 24 car. He'll be coming on next segment to talk about the race coming up at Atlanta Motor Speedway in a couple weeks. And then also Dylan is going to be hosting Fair Foul today. I'm really excited to square it with Bo. I'm tired of Bo just getting a run off at the mouth in these segments. Somebody's got to put this man back in his place. So I said, Dylan, let me square up with this man. Let me meet him in the middle, you know, bull in the ring a little bit. Keep his head on a swivel.
As the young people say, Mike, you want to, you want to run your ones with Bo.
What does that mean?
Kind of like you want to shoot the fade. No.
What does that one mean?
You want to spar.
Never got so old in my life.
Basically means you want to fight, but obviously you don't want to like physically fight him. But it's you know.
See, Day-Day's got a cheat code because he's got youngsters in his house. Like he's like, yeah, man, you don't know. That's cheat code, man. I don't ever hear it. When I was coaching high school ball, I used to stay up with slang. You know what I mean? Like I'd hear kids say stuff all the time, and I'd be like, oh yeah, no cap.
Why are you going to Day-Day to save you, huh? What is this? Kind of weird, man.
I was looking at his face.
I don't know, man.
Oh, stop. I didn't call him my zit.
I don't know. Leave the man alone. What are you staring at him? I mean, what are you doing? You got a little man crush?
Staring at people, the Braves and the Phillies were on the field last night. No, there were not any stare downs on home runs trotting around the base. But Spencer Schwellenbach, ladies and gentlemen, absolutely filthy. Bo, let's start there. Spencer Schwellenbach, you watched throughout the game. The put-away pitches were as such. Curveball, slider, splitter, fastball, splitter. I mean, just absolute nastiness. And when you're range, and we've talked about the word with him, what is the word with him? Repertoire. We've talked about the word repertoire with him throughout, since his call-up. This is a guy who was a reliever in college, has Tommy John, throws 50 innings a year ago, also, and all of a sudden is pitching in the most important game of the season and putting guys down like he has been doing it his entire life, dude. He was beautiful to watch last night.
I don't forget, he was like a position player, too. I think he was like a third baseman or something. This is what we wanted from him, but I don't think it was expected. I didn't expect it because of all the things you just mentioned. Also, when he first came up, I didn't feel like we had a lot of patience. You know, there was a lot of talk about, well, they lose every game he plays in. The third start he had, which was against the Nationals, and that was the one that I go back to where he pitched like six innings and gave up, I think, two runs and three runs. And one of those was where Olson, the bases are loaded, and instead of getting the sure out, Olson goes home.
That was a bad play.
And it extended the inning.
I distinctly remember that because we were like, they're pressing on defense because they're pressing on offense.
But what happened after that was when I knew that he was him, and is because he got out of that inning despite that. He locked in. And he did. This is his third career start, and he didn't allow it to just kind of steamroll him. And this dude, I mean, look, you're gonna look at his totals, and he's 5-6, I believe, on the season,
which seems ridiculous. How is that even possible?
With a 3.94 ERA, right? And so you go, oh man, he's giving up four runs a game. How many of those runs were early? That ERA was built early.
He had a couple of explosive outings at certain points where it just, like, it gets away from him.
Dude started 14 games, 82 and a third, 15 walks, 94 strikeouts. How's that for a ratio for you? And 70 hits.
Pretty good.
The home runs look high, but they're going to look high for a young pitcher. He's projected to throw over 100 innings this year with 120 strikeouts. If Spencer Strider is the yang for this team moving forward in a young pitching staff, Schwellenbach is the yang. And because Strider's going to go and mow you down with like two and a half pitches, right? And Schwellenbach's going to, the next night, you're going to get 96 and what? Multiple breaking balls.
80 mile an hour hook. Yeah. I think 88 mile an hour slider. The splitter's north of 90. It's just nasty.
The curveball that he got, I think Harper out on last night.
Early in the game.
It was Tom Glavine-esque because I don't think it ever touched the heart, it was on the black as it you can get.
Yeah, well, we were impressed with him, but our opinion ultimately doesn't matter. Hey, Snicker, what did you think of Swellenbach last night?
Just really impressive how he goes about it and how he handles himself and the situations and the games and the pressure of the games or whatever doesn't seem to bother him at all. He has a strike zone. You know, he might get away from it from different periods, but his assortment is really good too. You know, and he can throw them all for strikes. You know, he's got secondary pitches. His velocity stays the whole game, you know, because he uses all of his pitches. But, you know, you see him still late in the game, and he's not losing velocity on his fastball. It's still quick and gets on top of hitters. You know, the short, he's got a lot of pitches, and he throws them all for strikes, and they're all, you know, really, really good quality pitches. And he does all those little things that winning pitchers do.
You can hear the crowd in the background. It's from Braves.com, courtesy. So appreciate the audio. If I'm in a 5-game series, if I'm in a 7-game series, and I've got to start a rotation, it is probably going to be for me at this point. And the 1 and 2 is questionable, but Chris Sale, Max Fried, and Spencer Schwellenbach. And I don't see how you, and I know that a lot of people say, what about Lopez? I love Ronaldo Lopez. He'd be my fourth guy out there. I think Charlie Morton. I think right now.
Wow.
I think, listen, now hear this. I think Charlie Morton might have to play the Jesse Chavez role. A long inning relief if I need him.
No. You're going the wrong direction.
No, I'm not.
There's so much recency bias coming out in what you're saying right now, and I get it, man. Swellenbach was great.
Ronaldo
Lopez was great, too. We've only just seen him one time recently.
Yeah, I get that, but I know Schwellenbach's going to give me 6 innings, and Lopez is a 5-inning guy. And that's not to diminish Lopez. Dude, there is something about in the playoffs a guy that can throw 96, 97, and then come back with 81 off the plate in multiple different breaking angles.
But then there's a domino effect to this, dude. Now you're also telling me that Grant Holmes his role has now become reduced because now Charlie Morton's in the Jesse Chavez role.
No, I think Grant Holmes is going to be your 7th-inning guy in the postseason. Him and Pierce Johnson are going to share that role, and Jimenez will be 8, and then you got Iglesias at the 9. Look, you got depth and pitching.
Isn't it good to talk about that?
Well, it is because you're going to need every freaking bit of it with Ramon Laureano, Adam Duvall, you know, Kelnick, Soler at some point, hopefully back today, going. And look, you imagine if this was a 4-game. Now, just think about this. Hear me out for this. I know this is not the way you would set up the rotation, but Lopez, if this was that 4-game set with Philadelphia, today was that fourth game, you'd have thrown Lopez, Fried, Schwellenbach, Sale against them because Sale is going to the mound tonight against the Nationals and Mackenzie Gore.
So you're just throwing Morton and all his playoff experience to the side, and Grant Holmes is dominant. He's been lately. You're just throwing him to the side as well.
I'm saying
neither one of those guys in that rotation. I mean, I'm agreeing with you. Don't get me wrong. I'm not putting you up to bat. I'm agreeing with you.
But be honest with yourself. Who would you, based on the body of work so far this year, who would you rather see on the mound in a playoff game? Schwellenbach, Holmes, or Morton?
I would definitely Schwellenbach after last night. I think and look, here's the thing. We can talk about it all we want to. Experience. Last night's game for the Braves this year was as close to a playoff game as you're going to find, at least so far. Now, I know you're building up this momentum, and next weekend series is massive as two. But as far as playoff series go leading up to this that Spencer Schwellenbach has pitched in, last night was a pretty big one, dude. And he knows his offense is not exactly teeing off right now, even though they continue to get runners on base and not get them home, which is as frustrating as it can possibly be. But Spencer Schwellenbach last night stepped up to the plate in a massive way when you needed him to. So I'm with you. There's some tough decisions going to have to be made, though.
I think the thing that you want to look at, too, is how he pitches against certain teams. And that's one thing to me. The way he's pitched against the Phillies this year, he's dominated that Philadelphia lineup. In fact, he's pitched 2 games against the Phillies. He struck out 15. And they're hitting .213 against him. He's been dominant against one of the better lineups in baseball.
404-726-0929 if you want to weigh in on the A.J. Terrell situation. We're taking calls all throughout the show. And look, Let us know what you think. All right, you can hit us up also on the X at 929 Morning Shift. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. When we come back, these two NASCAR fans right here got a chance to talk to the driver of the legendary number 24 car, William Byron. We'll also talk continued about that AJ Terrell and the Falcon situation. They play tonight. Stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 920.
Good morning. Yeah! Back to more of the Morning Shift
with Tiffany, Mike, and Bo on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike and Squid hanging out. It's the Morning Shift. We're rolling on. 404-726-0929. Taking calls on AJ Terrell, the extension that was, making him the second highest paid corner in the NFL. We'll get to William Byron interview that Bo and I got a chance to catch up with him, talk about Atlanta Motor Speedway coming up in a couple weeks. Right now, let's go to the phone line out to our buddy Squid Shady. Squid Shady, you got your hood up, man? You feeling like Darth Squid early today, man? What's going on?
I'm pretty bright, Squid. Good morning, Squid Billy.
Sir, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, and I have nothing against the Mafia or Tiff's Turf Toe Teamsters.
I love it, man. I love it.
So Squid Shady was with Westlake as a character coach for 5 years. I got there the first year AJ was there. He was a sophomore. So first and foremost, I'll be quick. That is a great person. That is a great person and a great football player. The reason they paid him is because they're smarter than we are. The young man has been on an island since the championship game his senior year. He has had no help, and they paid him because they know this year it's going to happen because they're giving him a little help on the other side.
Yeah.
I'm going to hang up and listen to what you guys think. You guys are awesome.
Appreciate you, Squid Shady.
Appreciate that. I think he's spot on, man.
I do, too. I think it's a really good point. He brings up that championship game his senior year, which I do believe was Tua against them, and didn't he start the game with a pick six? He did. I know you remember it. Sorry. That was a route.
I'm here right now.
But the point he made is pretty accurate. I brought it up. Jalen Johnson, and I compared Jalen Johnson and AJ, who have almost the same deal now. Jalen Johnson has played less games and played behind a defensive front. They got him 18 more sacks over a three-year span than AJ has. And the numbers, AJ's completion percentage against is much better.
All right, let's go back to the lines for one more call before we get to William Byron. Let's go to Zach out in Kennesaw. Zach, what do you think, man? Oh, well, we lost him. All right, so Zach will have to call back and weigh in. Phone lines are wide open, 404-726-0929. Or like I said, weigh in on the X at SquidBilly929, at MPJohnson79, or at 929 Morning Shift. Let us know what you think. We'll read some of those on the air as we move throughout the show. But for right now, you guys know, as far as Atlanta radio goes, me and Squid, resident NASCAR fans, we're iRacers. We love plugging in and watching those guys turn left on Sundays. Well, yesterday, we got a chance to catch up with the driver of the number 24 car, William Byron. And I started off by asking him, hey, man, you almost got it this last weekend. You go back and watch those races and second guess yourself?
Yeah, honestly, I mean, definitely, I always watch the race back right away on Sunday, this time Monday night. But yeah, it's good to watch that stuff back and kind of see, you know, how it unfolded and how the race played out for sure. I thought we maximized our day. I thought second was where we were going to finish. And, you know, I thought we had a shot to steal a win for sure, but definitely proud of the second place and the effort put into the weekend. I feel like overall, as a whole, we were really well prepared and had a good weekend.
Yeah, speaking of that, I wanted to follow up on that, how edgy it is there. The bump, you guys are bump drafting there, which I don't think we're used to on tracks that aren't super speedways to the extent that you are. But I noticed that a couple of times, like some guys were almost laying back, and then they weren't ready when they did get a bump. How different is the bump drafting at a place like Michigan? It's not technically a super speedway package compared to, you know, the Daytona and then Atlanta Motor Speedway, which, you know, we'll get to later.
Yeah, it's a lot different because, I mean, with the drafting at Michigan, you can kind of get away, you know, so one or two cars can kind of draft away from the field. But So it's definitely unique. I mean, I was somewhat surprised how close the race was. You know, everyone packed in together was kind of unique. So it was a really fun race. I mean, I feel like it really tests everybody because you have to be able to, you know, draft up to other cars, run in dirty air, and then be able to make moves and passes on the track. So I thought it was a pretty dynamic race for sure.
I got to ask you this. We can't get any further. The Netflix show, man. We were all glued to it as NASCAR fans. We've actually talked a lot about Netflix here recently here in Atlanta. Kirk Cousins comes to town. He was a star of the quarterback series on Netflix. He's talked about how his life and outlook on him has kind of changed a little bit since the Netflix show for him. How has the reaction been for you? Do you find yourself getting treated any differently? I mean, people saw you with your girlfriend and the Legos and everything else. I thought it was awesome, man, to get a peek kind of behind the curtain. How's the reaction been from people that you meet and talk to?
Yeah, it's honestly been, yeah, I'd say in a lot of instances, it's, you know, given people a chance to relate to me more. And, it's cool. I mean, it was definitely different having, you know, cameras and stuff inside your home and all that, but I feel like in the long run it was good for the sport and good to kind of, you know, give that exposure to a new audience like that.
Driver of the 24 car, William Byron, joining us. You can check him out at sixth through the 8th, the weekend. He'll be at Atlanta Motor Speedway for the Quaker State 400. Look, the thing that I jumped on was the iRacing. Mike and I are kind of where we've got this running thing on our show because we do iRacing. In fact, tonight we're actually doing Daytona.
Big showdown.
Yeah, we're actually a team tonight as far as we'll be partners for bump drafting and you're drafting around Daytona because we got the other guys we go against and they're going to team up against us. What was it like coming up in iRacing and that was your gateway into the racing world and your parents saw that? How did you get into it? You got into it earlier than most people even knew it existed.
Yeah, I mean, when I got into iRacing, it was really new, but gosh, it's become such a big platform for the sport, and I feel like it's a lot of the reason that a lot of the drivers now are having the success and the sport. So it's really come a long way, and those guys have put a ton of work into it, and I'm a big advocate for it because I used it to learn how to drive. So I love iRacing. I think it's a cool platform.
Well, I'm going to need some help. You got like an old setup you can send me because I don't have the load cell pedals yet. I mean, I'm going to be honest, William, sitting in front of a 50-inch TV in my den, basement, man cave, whatever you want to call it, and I've got my steering wheel Logitech just kind of mounted there, and I need an upgrade. If you got anything for me, man, I'd be very appreciated.
Send over one of those Fanatecs, if you will, man. Some of those low
definitely
stuff,
definitely use the Logitech stuff. I think that's the best stuff out there.
Yes,
all right. I feel better.
Yeah, I feel great about my chances tonight.
William, Mike, and I got to do a ride along here at Atlanta Motor Speedway, and it was so much fun. And you can kind of see the difference in the track, but I'm not sure why you let Rudy Fugel do interviews, but obviously it didn't affect you guys. But the thing I was listening to him talk about Atlanta Motor Speedway, and he was because Daytona was mentioned, and then Atlanta Motor Speedway came up, and he said, you know, it's different than the other Super Speedway package places because he mentioned Daytona handling is important in the summer, but he talked about at all times now that new track setup at AMS that the handling comes into play. It's not just a speed and a package thing. Can you kind of walk us through what is different there with the handling than other super speedways?
Yeah, I mean, Atlanta is just a tighter radius corner, so it just takes more handling than Daytona because you're trying to make the corner a little bit faster, a little bit sharper. So, yeah, it's definitely a unique challenge. I feel like Atlanta's going to be probably the biggest test of the playoffs, honestly.
Wow. That's William Byron, driver of the 24 car, visiting here with us here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. William, before I let you go, man, we're obviously we're in the racing region over here in Atlanta. We are a racing town, but also football, college football specifically. You got a college football team you pull for? I know Liberty, man. Look, Liberty, okay. What about the SEC, ACC, any teams like that you're pulling for this year?
Yeah, man, you might not like this answer, but I like Clemson. So Hopefully they beat Georgia.
You ain't going to make many friends over here, my friend, saying things like that, man. I love that. I thought maybe there would be an Alabama in there, and that's why I was prying. That's my alma mater. But Clemson, man, I can ride with that. Dabo's an Alabama guy, so I'm good with that, man. All right, man. Hey, William, thanks so much for hanging out with us. Man, that was it's awesome to talk to you, man. We're big fans, and obviously good luck throughout the playoffs, buddy. Hopefully we can do it again, and maybe if not, we'll see you down in the garage here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, that sounds good, guys. Thank you. Hey, appreciate it.
Thanks again, buddy.
William Byron, driver of the 24 car, and it's not like me and Bo have any good NASCAR questions floating around, right? I mean, that's like, hey, William Byron, yeah, sure. I'd love to talk to him.
I might have good questions. I don't know if I expressed them very, very good in that interview as I listened to. Well, it might have been a little wordy. You know, those young guys, they're still learning their way. I think with NASCAR, you see young guys pop in, and personality-wise, they're a little bit withdrawn at times, and then you get the older guys, and they'll just say whatever. I mean, listen, Denny Hamlin, and I mean, I don't think there's anything he won't say right now.
If you're looking at a NASCAR and pull for a driver, he's a good one. William Byron, driver of the 24 car, hanging out with us. All right, 404-726-0929. We come back. AJ Terrell still on the docket. Is he worth the money? I say he is. Sports Radio 929 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.